legal, but borderline.
You always want to read the fine print. And here we see an effort to market candidates while marketing products.
U of U political science professor Tim Chambliss says that's because Delaware Crossing Company says money goes to the Republican National Congressional Committee. Your personal information will be used for campaign communiques.
So we see now efforts to push the parameters, push the borders under the guise of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
Including commercial speech. Chambliss says anyone could build something like Delaware Crossing's website. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.